to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Listen, I'm here in New Hampshire today for one simple reason. America cannot survive another 4 years of Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney is the man we need to lead America, and we need him now. So that's why I'm here. If you look at Governor Romney's experience, his experience in the private sector, running businesses, turning them around, going in there, telling the people the truth about what needed to be done, and then coming up with a plan to get it done, and look at his experience as an elected official, we know that he brings the best of both to what we need for America right now. He brings that great private sector experience, and he brings the experience as governor of Massachusetts knowing how government works. Not a legislator trying to figure out how to use executive power, but an executive who's used executive power will use it to make American lives better. That's why I'm endorsing Mitt Romney for President of the United States.
That's New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announcing his endorsement of Mitt Romney for president. That's where we get started. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. I'm Doug Steffen. Christie explained why he thinks it's important to support Mitt Romney.
As Republicans, our number one goal this year has to be to preserve our American way of life. And that American way of life was built by entrepreneurship, was built by allowing the unleashing of American spirit and American inventiveness on the economy and growing a bigger and bigger pie. I'll tell you the biggest difference between Mitt Romney and the President of the United States. The President of the United States has unleashed his campaign strategy already, and that is to divide America. To tell Americans who are not doing well right now and who are scared, he wants to tell them that the pie of America is only so big, and that if you want more, we have to take it from others. I know that Mitt Romney believes that the American pie can be grown bigger, that it can be an infinite size because of the nature of American ingenuity and effort and character. That's what this election is going to be about. And the American people are going to decide that they want to believe in American optimism over American division, that they want to believe in somebody who believes America's future can be greater, not someone who's trying to divide an ever-shrinking pie among the American people. And so it's been really, in the end, an easy decision for me. I know that America needs a new course, and I want it to be with the person who I believe will be the best person to lead America on that course, and that's Governor Mitt Romney.
Talk host Alex Silverman here with Emily Schultes from Politico.com about the New Jersey governor's decision to back Romney.
The winner is?
The winner is Mitt Romney here today. This is really a big day for him and definitely a big endorsement for him to get.
Now, Romney's a moderate Republican. Christie's been called a moderate Republican. Is this much of a surprise?
It's not much of a surprise, but it is certainly a big deal. I know that Romney's team had really courted Christie and really wanted to get Christie's endorsement. So it's something that I think has been a long time coming and makes sense, but certainly is a big deal.
So two Republican governors, they are. What else do Christie and Romney have in common?
I think they have regional appeal in common. You know, Mitt Romney is from Massachusetts. Chris Christie is from New Jersey. They're both moderate governors in traditionally blue states, and that's sort of the same. They obviously appeal to a lot of the same sorts of states and sorts of voters. So that's definitely a big advantage for Romney.
Now, that kind of star power that some Republicans were trying to capture from Christie, will that be a boost for Romney here?
I definitely think it will. Romney has started to see kind of a slow trickle of establishment support from either establishment politicians or, you know, some of those donors that have been waiting for whether or not Christie was going to run. So we've been seeing kind of a trickle of those, but now that Christie has decided to come out and endorse him in public, that's, you know, I think that could open up a lot of people who have still been holding back.
Coming up, more on Mitt Romney and the cult comments from over the weekend here on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own seven-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Wade Graves wouldn't lecture me about how I'm ruining my life.
I lied.
Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez co-star in The Way, now in theaters. Estevez wrote and directed it, and Martin told us he loves his character.
He only really became a father after he lost his son, and so it's a story of redemption.
The pair opened The Way at our Movies for Grownups film festival in L.A., and Charlie Sheen came to support them.
If you can't work with your family, then what are you doing, you know? Unless they all suck. And ours doesn't.
Now this. The easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Melissa Leo and John Goodman co-star in the thriller Red State. Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins is the King of the Gods in Thor. Jill Clayburgh's final role brightens the comedy Bridesmaids. And Kevin James talks to the animals in Zookeeper. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice. A two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, focusing on Mitt Romney and the attack on his Mormon faith. From Fox, Shannon Bream talks to political analyst Charles Krauthammer about the reaction from some of Romney's fellow candidates to the charges he's not a Christian.
Well, and of those who have weighed in so far, Herman Cain and Michelle Bachmann declined to comment when they were asked about whether they thought this was a cult. Newt Gingrich criticized the pastor who brought this up. Perry this weekend said, not a cult. Rick Santorum said, not a cult. Do you think, Charles, they'll all have to go down the line and sort of answer that question?
I think there will be as much an abundance of question about this as there was a scarcity of question about Barack Obama's association with the racist anti-Semitic Jeremiah Wright in 2008. So I think that's the stark contrast, the double standard here. Look, I think it's clear that in this country you're allowed to have any kind of theological debate you want. You can be as vociferous, heated as you like, but it has no place in politics of a country whose constitution specifically prohibits a religious test. And I think it's therefore incumbent on Perry. It isn't quite enough to say he doesn't agree. Like it or not, he's associated with Reverend Jeffress. Obviously, it's not as long an association. It's nothing like the Jeremiah Wright association with Obama, but he did introduce him, and he didn't make the statement in the introduction, but he made it afterwards. So you are connected, and I think John Huntsman is right when he said today, he's also a Mormon, that the correct response from Governor Perry should be to break with Reverend Jeffress. I think that's a high bar, but I think it's important that it would make a statement that we don't have religious test. And after all, if the test of whether anybody ought to be acceptable in the presidency is that he is or isn't a Christian, That would mean that a lot of Republicans ought to turn out of office Eric Cantor and never consider a Joe Lieberman in office either. The last time I checked, that the two of them are not Christian.
Talk host Greg Garrison here with political analyst Dana Loesch, who is a bit suspicious of how cozy Herman Cain seems to be with Mitt Romney.
What do you make of Mr. Cain's rather surprising spurt? He's now in a dead heat with Mitt Romney, according to George Gallup, and he leads in South Carolina. Now, to what would you attribute that, oh, goes two walks? What happened there?
I find this fascinating. I like Herman Cain a lot. I think he's a great guy. I've met him before. I think he is, he has sound, he's got good business acumen. I've always been a little bit hesitant when it comes to his foreign policy experience because, you know, we have someone in the office right now who doesn't have any experience with that, and I'm just a little hesitant to continue putting people in office that don't have any sort of military experience at all. I think it's super important because you are the commander-in-chief, and that's your first responsibility as president. That being said, I don't know if it's just that I'm a cynic already. I've always been a cynic. I'm hoping that he's not a stalking horse for Mitt Romney. That's what I'm hoping. Because this really hurts every other single candidate in the race except for Mitt Romney. And one of the reasons I say that is because Herman Cain can do exceptionally well, but he does not have a fundraising apparatus in place to really battle it out with Mitt Romney in the long term through this very, very long and what's going to be a very dirty primary. I am hoping that this is really the American people rejecting all of the establishment and all of the political formula that has always dictated how we choose candidates. I'm hoping that that's what it is. But at the same time, you know, Herman Cain's had a very cozy relationship with Mitt Romney in the past. He endorsed him in 2008. I'm just kind of sitting back watching some things. I really like Herman Cain, so I hope that some of the rumors and things that I'm hearing are completely wrong.
Here's host Bob Connors with correspondent Rich Johnson about Cain's surge in the polls while Perry and Bachman both seem to be fading away.
Herman is sure getting some a little surge, eh?
Yeah, certainly, you know, perhaps collective wishful thinking on some parts, if not for him, at least to make it more of a contest. And he certainly played his part and done well to capitalize on this. You know, we saw Michelle Bachmann kind of fade after she got the spotlight and made some ground. She lost pretty quick.
From what you hear and what and the folks you talked to, Rich, what happened with Michelle Bachmann?
A lot of it was self-inflicted. In fact, most of it was self-inflicted. You know, we go back to the whole thing about he scored great points against Rick Perry about the vaccine for girls, and then lost that momentum by just spouting off stuff that wasn't true about that thing. And since he was just repeating somebody's assertion, well, that's not what we want presidents to do. No. Want presidents to know their facts.
Yeah, and what about Rick Perry? He's kind of flying under the radar.
Kind of, not exactly out of his own choosing, having been the immediate front runner and then come back. He may be experiencing the fact that you know, maybe the same thing that Chris Christie knew and the reason he didn't run is that what played locally may not play nationally. This will be a very key debate this week and next week for Rick Perry.
Is it likely the Mormon controversy will come up tonight?
I doubt it. I have a feeling you'll see the candidates on stage say that, you know, that doesn't make a difference. And remember, this was a preacher from Texas who was chosen by the organization that sponsored last week's the Voters Values Conference, or Values Voters, I was off. And they chose this fellow who introduced Perry, and he's tried his best to step away from the comments.
Coming up, the primaries are still months away, but the campaigns are already starting to get nasty. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk, 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 and more talk. Talk on television, talk on radio, talking about the presidential race. Al Sharpton talks about the most recent attack ads as several of the Republican candidates turn on one another.
Plays out with the new ad linking Romney's health care law in Massachusetts to President Obama's Affordable Care Act.
Now, I'm a conservative businessman. Time and again, the White House has pointed to Massachusetts law as the model for its Obamacare.
I agree with Romney. He's right.
Jimmy Carter is throwing his weight behind it. Romney.
Those who follow the path that we pursue will find us the best path.
I like mandates.
And in my book, I said no such thing. I stand by what I wrote.
Noting that the line about doing the same thing for everyone in the country has been deleted.
That's some scary music for a campaign ad. But, of course, Romney's camp wasted no time responding. They accused Perry of, quote, trying to deflect attention from his liberal in-state tuition policy for illegal immigrants. Governor Perry is poised to dethrone his one-time boss, Al Gore, as the most prolific exaggerator and truth fumbler in presidential campaign history, end of quote. Hitting Perry for his immigration stance and his connection to Al Gore in the 80s. Romney's not kidding around. But let's get to the facts. There are similarities between Romney's health care law and President Obama's. And that could be good for the rest of the country. 95% of Massachusetts residents have health insurance, more than any other state. Meanwhile, Perry's immigration stance makes sense, too. Under the Texas Dream Act, illegal immigrants whose parents brought them here as little kids pay in-state tuition rates at public colleges and universities. So Romney and Perry are running from perfectly reasonable policies because they want to lead an unreasonable party. Good thing they're helping me show that. Nice try, guys, but you got each other.
Here are our hosts, Donna and Rick Martinez, talking about the latest attack on Herman Cain, comes from Harry Belafonte.
Harry Belafonte, first of all, he is a longtime radical leftist. So there is no surprise that Harry Belafonte's view on policy would be very, very different than Herman Cain on policy. But the personal attack that Harry Belafonte launched against Herman Cain is truly stunning. Truly stunning. It occurred on CNN, on one of their networks, with host Joy Behar. And this aired Monday. And we're going to let you take a listen to part of this conversation. Listen very closely to how Harry Belafonte attacks Herman Cain.
I just want to make this observation about Herman Cain.
The Republican Party, the Tea Party, all those forces to the extreme right have consistently tried to come up with representation for what they call black, for what they call the real Negroes, and try to push these images as the kinds of voices that America should be living through. So we got Condoleezza Rice, we got Colin Powell. I don't, they're heroes for some people, but for a lot of us, they're not. And Herman Cain is just the latest incarnation of what is totally false to the needs of our community and the needs of our nation. I think he's a bad apple, and people should look at his whole card. He's not what he says he is.
No, I don't think he has a prayer anyway in the election, actually.
I don't think prayers were created for him.
I don't think prayers were created for him.
He also calls him a bad apple. And folks, what we've just played for you is the nice part of what Harry Belafonte said. At the beginning of this, he actually, in all but no uncertain terms, calls Herman Cain dumb. He says he, what is the phrase? Like he is, it's very hard to comment on somebody who was so denied intelligence. And then calling him a bad apple. And then at the end saying about prayers were not made for him. Disgusting.
The Fast and Furious scandal. Up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At the bottom of the hour, second half hour beginning on the Talk Radio Countdown, our attention is on the Fast and Furious scandal now. Greta Van Susteren talked to Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona, who says that given what's happened with his botched operation, the AG might be an accessory to murder.
Republican leaders saying the Attorney General is refusing to take responsibility for the crimes connected to Fast and Furious. One lawmaker really amped it up, saying some Obama administration officials may be accessories to murder. That lawmaker, Congressman Paul Gosar, joins us. So you are really zeroing in on the Attorney General. By the way, have you received his letter of October 7th and read his description of Fast and Furious and what he knew about it and when?
Well, we've read it, Greta, and we totally disagree with him on what he knew, because he's either lying or he's really incompetent about the way he's processed Fast and Furious.
Well, in his letter, and Congressman, help me, in his letter he said that he was getting weekly reports that Fast and Furious existed, and those reports, I assume, are available to you. And but within those reports, it named it but didn't describe the operation. He literally gets hundreds and probably thousands of these weekly reports. Is that a fair statement, what his letter says?
No, that can't. I mean, Greta, you heard the gentleman talk about the activity that's been on our southern border. You know, over 40,000 people, Mexican people, have lost their lives. And to make sure that this wasn't a priority item, give me a break. In April 2nd of 2009, he outlines tactical changes to Operation Gunrunner that he's going to implement. And the president amplifies that again on April 16th, right after that, in Mexico. So you can't tell me that they didn't understand this, and this wasn't a bullet point that they were going to concentrate on.
You know, I actually think it, you know, as sad as it is, I don't think that they have considered Mexico a priority issue. I think that there's a war been going on in Mexico. I don't know if you remember that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton described Mexico as resembling Colombia of 20 years ago and got rebuked from both President Calderon and President Obama. I actually am of the mind that they haven't been paying attention to this.
Well, I, you know, out in Arizona, anything we do, even when we sneeze, we get some addressing from this administration. So I don't think that's the case, Greta. And to have this any other way, if there was a vigilante group as far as the justice and ATF, that's even worse. That's incompetence.
What do you want the Attorney General to do? Do you want him to resign? Do you want him to come up to the Hill and testify under oath? What do you want?
I'd love to have him comply with the subpoenas, and I'm glad that Congressman Issa put out a new set of the subpoenas so that we're going to have high-ranking justice officials coming forward to tell us what they know. But what we're seeing in here is Main Street is held to a certain set of rules, and yet a bureaucrat in the administration in this Department of Justice is held to a whole different standpoint. You know, that's just ludicrous, and particularly when the American people find out they were used as pawns here. Their lives. We're not going to find these guns except on crime scenes. We allowed people to take these guns, in many cases told the gun salespeople to sell the guns. And then we did no surveillance, we did no tracking, and so what were we asking for here? An accident to happen, and that's exactly what's occurring here.
Talk host Barry Young and Michelle Larson talk about the House issuing a subpoena for Attorney General Holder, who will have to divulge what he really knew and when he knew it.
We are dealing with the Attorney General of the United States. It seems to me that he would take the best advice of every attorney we've ever had, who has given us straight advice on this show, Michelle. And you know what that advice is at always and at all times? Shut up.
Shut up.
Don't explain. Just shut up.
That's what it says on Goldberg's business card.
The official attorney of the nearly famous Barry.
Shut up.
Right? It says, Goldberg, shut up. Which is good advice to every client until you can meet with that attorney and you can figure out what's going on. Well, he didn't shut up. And it seems to me, every time he says something, it's like he's getting himself into more trouble. But here, in essence, is what Fast and Furious is all about. A bunch of heavy-handed thug agents were under instructions from their counterpart, from their bosses, to go in and arm twist law-abiding gun shops and say, listen, you know, we want you to sell to this guy, and this guy. And the gun shops say, well, we don't... No, we wouldn't sell to him. We think he's buying for nefarious purposes. He may be running guns to Mexico. Oh, you sell to him anyway. And we're following those guns, and don't tell anybody about this conversation. So sure enough, under the guidance of the Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, these little shops feel compelled for their own safety to sell the guns. They wind up in Mexico. We got people killed. We got druggies killed. We have a Border Patrol agent killed. We traced those guns right back. The one that killed our Border Patrol agent, trace it right back to Fast and Furious. It got out of hand. Everybody's lying about it. And really what it comes down to is that the ones who made the decision to do Fast and Furious decided that in this case, it would be okay to break the law because they were called to a higher purpose. The end justifies the means. They were called to a higher purpose. They could break the law there, which gives you and me pause to believe that they'd break the law anytime they want to in order to achieve that higher purpose. What might it be? Putting me in jail? Putting you in jail? Doing something that will otherwise hurt the country? But they, in their estimation, believe that they are given carte blanche to break the law for the greater good.
Up next, we move to the Occupy Wall Street protestors on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
So what are they doing, these Wall Street protesters? I guess it depends on who you talk to or who you listen to. Let's listen to R.J. Harris with Vice President Joe Biden. Biden's take on the protesters, which have spread, as you know, pretty much all over the country.
I want to ask you one more thing, sure. And that is your take on the Occupy fill-in-the-blank movement. Wall Street, Chicago, Harrisburg.
Well, it's not, in my view, I did an interview with David Gregory a couple days ago, and I said it reminds me very much of the frustration felt by the Tea Party. This is a frustration that just people say, look, as particularly in the case of the Wall Street, it is at its core a sense that the deal has been broken, that there is no longer a fair deal, that the only people make out are people who have a lot of power and a lot of influence, and they focus on Wall Street for that.
But it seems like half these kids don't even know why they're out there.
Well, I think that's probably true. Just like in the beginning, remember the Tea Party when they had people standing at bridges throwing tea bags in and they were asked why they were there?
I think they knew why they were there, though. I certainly hosted one of those parties here.
Don't get me wrong. I think the Tea Party, but in its very beginning, it was an unorganized movement to begin with. And the reason it had such force and such power that these people said, we're wasting money. We're wasting money. What these folks are saying, and I predict, I don't know, obviously. I think you're going to see it grow beyond these college kids who are out of go to good schools, graduate, have no jobs, look down the road and see for the first time they're not likely to do as well as their parents did. And they take a look and they see what they think are sort of oligarchs who got all the breaks and all these things that got us in trouble. Look, one of the things that I think in this country, and I was talking to a friend of mine who is in the banking industry at home in Delaware at a social occasion, and I said, look, you know, the part of the problem here is all these middle class people in the country know that the only reason you have a job is that they bailed you out. They took a risk, your government took a risk with their money to put you back in business. And you guys don't even say as much as thank you. I mean, when's the last time you heard a CEO of a major corporation, a major bank, go out there and say, you know, we owe this to the American people putting us back on our feet?
But the other side of that, Vice President Biden, is, you know, you talk about your dad, and I do get the feeling that he was the kind of Democrat that I grew up as a kid. Very involved and a worker bee, one of America's workers. I think he would say to these kids, get off your butts and go make something of yourself.
Well, my dad had a great expression. When things were down, he said, Joey, where the hell does it say that life owes you a living? Get up.
Exactly.
My father's famous phrase was get up. Well, look, there's two ways of getting up. I'm not speaking to these kids in particular, but I suspect you'll find that there is an overwhelming resentment on the part of middle class folks to about the fact that it seems as though the deal's been broken. It seems as though this middle-class dream is fading. It seems as though that they keep getting further and further behind, whether they're a kid getting out of school or whether it's a guy who lost a job at age 56. There's this sense that it's not on the level anymore, that all the brakes go in one direction.
From Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, talk host Al Mesiti talks to Jason Scott, who's been taking part in these Occupy Wall Street protests.
Was it a big crowd or?
It was a huge crowd.
Okay.
It was a huge crowd. It was a big crowd of protesters in the park, which is kind of divided up into different zones, and everybody was sort of attending to their to their zone, whether it was sleeping or protesting or being available to the press. And there were a lot of press, a lot of photographers, and a great many tourists, which.
It's now become a tourist stop.
Well, it becomes, sort of another thing in New York to see. Hey, let's go see this protest.
Right.
And so we got up there, around 4 o'clock on schedule, and I was worried about being able to find somebody to, receive these donations. I was nervous that they weren't going to be things that were needed, because I don't want to burden people with our stuff.
Yeah.
If they didn't want it. But, they're very appreciative. It was all stuff that they needed. I want to, just thank everybody in Delaware who was sympathetic to it, who helped out. It was a lot of fun. The group up in Wall Street, it was very capitalist, I think. I don't know where these traditions of communists are coming from, very true.
Well, but they're coming from people who think that anybody to the left of them is communist, for the most part.
Let me ask you this, Al, because maybe we can straighten some people out. Maybe some Jensen listeners on listening right now. What would you call an industry that is fully supported by the government, that is not allowed to fail no matter how many bad decisions it makes, no matter how bad the management is and how many risky schemes they get involved in, but is guaranteed a profit year after year by the government?
Well, they're not guaranteed a profit, but they are, what they're guaranteed against is catastrophic loss. The idea of the way it's supposed to work in capitalism is that you are rewarded with profits for taking risks.
Right.
If you don't have any risks, this is the way, for instance, monopoly power companies used to operate. They had no risk of losing money, but because of that, their profit is regulated,
or
still is in places where it's not been deregulated. So this is the thing. If we're going to have an industry whose catastrophic losses are going to be backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, well, I think we ought to get something in return. For instance, the ability to set a limit on how much profit they make.
Right.
I mean, this is the way regulated industries work.
Right, so we sort of privatized the gains and allowed for, outsized gains because they can gamble, with impunity.
Host Matt Murphy with columnist Ben Shapiro, they talk about some troubling news regarding what may be in the offing on the part of the protesters.
They're talking now this morning about marching on the uptown homes of big-time CEOs, guys like Jamie Dimon and David Koch and John Paul's, marching on some of these guys' houses. And even in Washington, there was something I saw in the Daily Caller earlier today, but they're talking about going into Capitol building and punching all the buttons on the elevators and blocking the bathrooms. Where is this thing going?
These are a bunch of losers. If they actually had a point, or if they actually had some sort of realistic agenda, then I can understand what's going on. I mean, look, people piss at Wall Street, of course. Does Wall Street deserve our anger? Of course. But what they really deserve our anger for is taking their taxpayer dollar, not for actually going out and doing their jobs, right? I mean, bad management and then being backstopped by the government is the problem, not just bad management. When you normally have bad management, let's say Goldman Sachs does something really horrible, and they make some bad decisions, and they decide that they're going to go for short-term profit over long-term profit. You know what ends up happening? They end up going bankrupt. And that's the way the market is supposed to work. The market punishes people who are bad actors. And it punishes the investors and the bad actors. What people occupy Wall Street don't seem to understand is the real problem with Wall Street is not that Wall Street is too capitalistic, it's that it's too socialistic. It's backed by the federal government. Wall Street is being, there's a reason that the biggest donors to President Obama in the last election cycle were places like Goldman Sachs. Wall Street backed Obama heavily. So why they're marching on people's homes is beyond me. It's just bizarre. I had this conversation on Twitter last night with somebody. And the left only, it's funny, the left likes certain rich people. They like actors, they like musicians, they like athletes. None of those people actually create jobs. None of them. The people that they really despise are the people who actually create jobs. Jamie Dimon, right? They don't want the CEOs of businesses who make several million dollars a year to make that money and create jobs. But they're fine with famous celebrities who they like making money and not creating jobs.
Up next, the assassination attempt in Iran on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is a subject that will surely be on your radio today. The Iranian plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the United States while he was in his embassy in Washington. On Fox, Martha McCallum talked to national security expert K.T. McFarland about Iran moving toward more aggressive acts of terrorism.
This seems extremely bold, even for Iran.
Yeah, I mean, this takes it to a whole new level of Iranian aggressiveness. I mean, there's good news and bad news in this. The good news is that the FBI and the U.S. intelligence services acted decisively and very capably to shut this thing down. But the bad news, and the news that will sort of have a residual importance, is that Iran has now moved into a new era with this. You know, Iran has historically acted through others. It's through Hezbollah in Syria. But now Iran, in the last several months, has become much more aggressive in its own region, and now, as we see internationally, you know, Iran sent warships through the Suez Canal off the coast of Israel. Iran continues with its nuclear weapons program. But if Iran is now willing to have conduct assassination attempts on U.S. soil of foreign diplomats, it really puts Iran in a whole new rogue state life. Now, think about it for a few minutes. Iran couldn't get these people in Saudi Arabia or in Israel, right? So they're looking for another country to attack them with. The United States is a hard country to do that.
Right.
It would be much easier to find some third world country where they could top off an
Israeli. So what does that tell you?
That's what they're telling you, is they want to make a point. They want to make a point that they can reach into the United States and do something of that level. So far, we've only seen Al-Qaeda, which has wanted to attack on U.S. soil.
Right.
But now Iran is taking this a whole new level. And so much for, you know, President Obama extending the hand of friendship to Iran. They don't want any friendship, and they're making it pretty clear with it.
They've made that very clear. But, KT, the question is, I mean, you have Eric Holder saying that the United States is committing to holding Iran accountable. What does that mean? Sanctions? I mean, how many sanctions can we have? They don't contain this nation that seriously has its eye on the United States, and that's been clear.
Well, we've had sanctions, but we've been unable to get a lot of other countries to go along. So presumably we're going to ramp up efforts on sanctions. But, you know, technically, you could construe this as an act of war. This is planning a military operation on U.S. soil. Now, you can make a lot of excuses saying, well, it wasn't the Iranian government. It was parts of the Iranian government.
Well, speak to that. Before you go on and finish that point, speak to that. Because, you know, there's the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and then there's Ahmadinejad and the actual government there. So this is the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
Yes, this is the Quds Force, which we have designated as a terrorist organization. But it's not like the U.S. Army, the Quds Force. The Quds Force is a military, yes. It's also a paramilitary, but it also owns and operates a lot of businesses within Iran. So it's like the military-industrial complex of Iran.
Well, Flitzer here with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about the scope of this plot and what ought to happen next.
Give us your sense. Is this a big deal, a modest deal, a little deal? What's going on here?
Well, this is a huge deal, and this was briefed to me as chairman and the ranking member back in the middle of the summer as it started to unfold. I agree with the director of the FBI. It seemed a little bit Hollywood. It just almost seemed implausible that Iran would take this very serious next step and contract somebody they believe had access to the United States, transfer money for the operation to begin to kill the Saudi ambassador on U.S. soil here in Washington, D.C., and with the discussion of collateral damage not being an issue, meaning civilians could be killed. And you think about, we have been talking over the last few months about Iran being the most aggressive state sponsor of terror in the world, and now stepping it up. I mean, they've got more blood on their hands than most of the terror organizations on the State Department's terror list. And that's what makes this so serious, and it means that we're going to have to take steps to let Iran know that we will not tolerate this behavior.
Well, what does that mean, take steps? The U.S. already has enormous sanctions imposed on Iran. What else, short of military action, is the Obama administration supposed to do?
Well, the first interim, I believe, is that we've got to get the IAEA. You know, they're certainly cheating on their nuclear weapons program. They've said it themselves. They've given the stiff arm. They think that they have world position with them. I think this clearly shows that they're going to lose that. So we need a more aggressive IAEA to put pressure on their developing of their nuclear weapon program. We need the Europeans to really step up to the plate, and this is their opportunity. They can no longer stand aside and watch Iran take this kind of action. And they know of their past bad behavior. This is a significant line that they have crossed. So I think this is an opportunity for the administration to get the Europeans on board and send a very clear message to the Chinese and the Russians. Listen, this isn't about your own regional self-interest. This is about a nation state who has gone and crossed the line of a boundary when they're talking about committing acts of terror, supporting acts of terror in another country like the United States.
Here's a new story. If you're not familiar with it, we have all the details with this and other stories that have been the focus here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.
Are you